My name's Will Kent, and you're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today I'm going to be reciting for you a short poem that I've written called Within the Raven's Shadow. This poem is about a man lying on his deathbed, contemplating his life, his existence, and what waits beyond this world, as he feels the shadow of death fall upon him. The key themes for this poem are death, but also memory. This is likely due to the inspiration behind this poem, mainly ancient Egyptian mythology and also the Norse sagas. One of these, the Poetic Edda, has in it a poem called The Words of the High One, or the One-Eyed, referring to Odin. The one that I read was translated by Dr. Jackson Crawford, and these next lines encapsulate the mentality behind the day, but also the poem I have written here. Cattle die, kinsfolk die, and you will die the same way. But a good reputation never dies for the one who earns it well. Cattle die, kinsfolk die, and you will die the same way. I know only one thing that never dies, the reputation of one who dies. This piece of wisdom from Odin, or a wise man, encapsulates the old Norse mindset of fighting to be remembered, to regain some form of immortality which will outlast you. This mindset was mirrored across many cultures, including ancient Egypt, where it was said that to speak the names of the dead was for them to live once more. It's from this that they did things such as the King's List, where each year a priest, or even the king himself, would read out the names of his predecessors to try and ensure a healthy existence in the afterlife, long after their time. This is also part of the reason behind the practice of mummification, as by mummifying the bodies, you preserve it to give the spirit a physical form in the next world. They even had a backup plan for this, the Ka statue, the Ka being one of the seven parts of your soul, represented by a pair of arms raised up to the heavens, connected by a bar at the bottom. The Ka statue was in case the person's body was damaged. It was just a statue of the deceased, which had this Ka symbol, the hands raised up behind it. And if the body was destroyed, as a backup, it would take its place and give them physical form in the next world to ensure they had a continued existence. It's due to these themes, though, in the poem, that I thought this poem was suitable for this time of year, as we remember those who died in the past, as Remembrance Day is just round the corner. Within the Raven's Shadow. I lie within a twice-born shadow, listening to the growing night, the weight of time pressing down upon me. Do I hear the phantom footfalls, the silent heartbeat, the breathless rasp? Do I see the depthless shadow, born of the banshee's cry? Oh, what waits beneath the raven's wings, beyond those shadowy feathers fashioned from the night's garment? If life is as a river, then death must be the sea, the realm where life's boat is lost, drowned in the ebbing tide. What lies within that unknown veil, beneath those murky waters? Does light lurk within the dark, or a realm of eternal shadow? What tales would the fallen tell, those forgotten souls lost to time? Does life anew, or eternal silence, wait beyond this world? Oh, the knowing of the unknown, the understanding gifted to man, the bane within the restless night, oh, the curse of the mortal mind. Will my name be remembered? Will my memory endure? Or will it drown within the depth of the sea, as so many who came before? Is it the wind I hear, or the final inevitable call? All I know is the banshee's cry, that shadow born of a raven's wings.